I'm Nick Bovey. When you're looking for news for Black America, go to news1.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I love my mother so. She's sweet, so sweet. I wouldn't be here without my mother.
Father, save me life.
I'd do anything for my mother.
Father, save me life.
I got nothing but love for my mother.
Father, save me life.
So don't.
Alrighty, I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show on a Mother's Day weekend. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if you find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are on a mission trying to get these businesses straight, get some economic empowerment, get people out of debt, get people jobs, just to change the way people think about things. Man, we can do this. We can do it. Just put your mind to it. Join us. If you are a new listener, welcome. If you are not new and you've been listening throughout the years, thank you for supporting us over the years as we go into our eighth year of being on the air. And just glad to be here. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I also have in the booth this morning, Kia Coppedge. Good morning, Kia.
Good morning to you.
Kia is determined to get us out of debt. She's determined to get us in homes. She's determined to get us some wealth. Am I summing you up pretty good?
Go ahead. Keep on going.
Don't stop me. I'm on a roll.
Yes.
Well, that's good, though. For all those who don't know, hey, introduce the audience. Introduce yourself to the audience again, Miss Kia.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. My name is Kia Coppedge. I am a senior loan officer of 18 beautiful years.
She must have started when she was two.
And I love what I do, by the way.
Why? What do you love about it?
You know, I like seeing the happiness of people, the joy, you know, when they're getting their keys to their homes and, you know, going through that process, especially first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. Even second-time investors, you know, being able to add more wealth into their portfolios as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And in case you have missed the first two, how many have we had now, Kia? We've had...
We started in...
March. April. The home buying and debt to wealth seminar. As a matter of fact, we had Danny on last week.
That was powerful. I was listening in. Good. I almost wanted to call in. I was like, no, I'm not going to steal Danny's joy.
We had a guy chase me down. I told you people called me, even though we give out the information on there.
Right,
they
always
seem to find me. This guy chased me down. He wanted me to make sure that the show was on the website, and he wanted me to give him Danny's number because he's asking me to go through what the show was about. I said, look, you got to talk to Danny. That's his thing. So Danny is powerful. He'll be at the next event coming up. When is the next one, Kia?
This next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
May 19th.
May 19th.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, go to marketingpulpit.com, and we have the a demo video on the website. You can see the promotional of some of the speakers. You can see Danny. You can see Kia. You can see me emceeing. You see the 203K people, the insurance person, the tax person. Just got a great lineup of people that are getting people out of debt and just educating people on how to get from debt to wealth. Now, you think getting from debt to wealth is a very circuitous path. But it can be done if you just have the information.
It's like crawling to walking.
Right.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> You may have to take baby steps in this thing.
Right.
But you have a team of people that's going to handhold you and walk you through that process.
Yeah, because there are many steps. There are many pieces to this puzzle. you may have bad credit score. That could be keeping you from getting from point A to point B. So there's a person there that helps you with your credit score. You may have, you may need some insurance. You may be looking at insurance the wrong way.
Yeah, somebody's there's showing a new way of doing everything, even mortgage loans. There's mortgage a new loans. Way of doing every single thing. So if you think you know what's been going on, that's why we say don't be fake woke.
Don't be fake woke.
You may want to come out and find out the new way.
Tell them how to find, give us the information early. We'll talk about it throughout the show. Give them the information on how they can find out and to register.
So to register, you can go to Marketing Point Pitt's website, or you can go to Eventbrite. It's Home Buying Debt, the number 2 Wealth. seminar.eventbrite.com. And it's going to be in Lanham at the BECO Conference Center, 4425 Forbes Boulevard, Lanham, Maryland.
And you folks who are wanting to, if you're looking for a sponsorship opportunity, if you want to tap into that audience, these are people who are primed for certain industries. If you're a financial person, if you're a real estate agent, if you're somebody who's in the financing field, and you want to tap into that audience that's going to be coming out on the 19th, you may be interested in a table, getting a booth, getting a sponsorship. So call them, call Kia 202-725-9843 and come on out. Just come on out and sit in the audience and soak up this information.
You know what? It's important to take action. Mm-hmm. We're not just giving information just for you to hear it, but we really want you to take action.
You know, it was really encouraging, the gentleman that called me asking about the information from Danny. And once I told him that Danny and the others were going to be at this event, he said he would be there. He said, I'm going to be there and I'll tell other people. So do that, folks. We got some other information, some other events coming up. Tomorrow I will be at Prince George's Community College doing my trademark, landmark marketing strategies course. That we cover just about everything relating to marketing. That's advertising, branding, social media, web, franchising, government contracting, sales, networking. If it's under the marketing umbrella, we cover it. You can still get in the class. You can go to marketingpulpit.com under the event section, and the information on Prince George's Community College is actually there on how to register. Matter of fact, one of my good buddies, Donald Fled, he's been to about all of my classes. So Donald, come on out again. We always let you
come on out again. Yes.
So that's going to be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also, the marketing, that same class is going to be taught the following week. On the 26th of May at the Clout Workspace, a new place over in Capitol Heights. They have office spaces, and so it's a great place for small companies trying to get off the ground. So that same class is going to be there on May 26th. That's over in Capitol Heights, Maryland. And we have a new sponsor we'd like to welcome today. It's Ferguson Financial Group. So all you listeners out there, listen up, especially you business owners. Did you know that you may be paying taxes on your retirement income, and that may erode your retirement savings? Would you like to receive retirement income potentially tax-free and possibly keep more of your retirement savings? I know I would. Well, call Dwight Ferguson of Ferguson Financial Group at 301-322-4294 or visit DwightFerguson.com. He can give you some strategies that may help you reduce your taxes during your retirement years and keep more of your money. Call Dwight Ferguson at 301-322-4294. Dwight Ferguson offers securities through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management, a registered investor advisor. Ferguson Financial Group is independent of Questar Capital Corporation and Questar Asset Management. Call Dwight today at 301-322-4294 and keep more of your retirement money. All right, folks, we heard a song today. This is Mother's Day weekend, so we like to first of all say Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, absolutely.
Whether you are a mother, whether you have a mother, if you are a daughter, a wife, a sister, a Sarah, a BFF, a friend, a family member, a cousin, big mama, little mama, whomever mama. Happy Mother's Day to you. You listen to The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. The gentleman on the line, he did something that's special. Some people give mom money, some cut the grass, some give them breakfast in bed. This young man wrote a song, published a song to his 97-year-old mother. He's been producing music most of his life, but his story, I'm not even going to try to tell the story. Welcome to the studio, Daniel. So what is it that you do when you're not producing music?
Okay, well, my day job is I'm a supervisor at the water treatment plant.
So you actually have a full-time job, but you actually are also a producer, a music producer.
That's right. I'm also a minister of music at my church as well.
But you know what's interesting? Tell this story now. When I remember when you were a little kid, your older brothers, which was myself, Joseph, Aaron, Curtis, Leon, all were musically inclined, but you were kind of like the last one. You weren't old enough to be part of the Gatewood Brothers singing group, but you kind of tagged along behind Dad. But you, the last laugh was on us, because while you were tagging along behind Dad, hanging up in the choir loft, you learned how to play music.
That's right. He would stay at church long hours, and the only thing I had to entertain myself with was the piano, and I was sitting there while he's waiting on the next service, just learning, playing Lean On Me and all kinds of stuff, just trying to learn to play music on the piano, and eventually I picked up a little skill with it.
See, you're being very modest. This guy, he's a musical genius. He's actually produced other songs. Tell us some of the projects you have out there right now.
Actually, our brother Curtis, I work with him on several songs, mm-hmm. and he has several songs we're still working on, and I produced an album with my church choir,
mm-hmm.
and it did pretty well. We've got a lot of great comments on it.
Yeah, I know the song Zion Hill, a lot of people talking about that. Well, let me ask you this now. What brought you to this song, Mother Gave Me Life, that we heard this morning? We'll be playing throughout the show.
Okay, well, my brother Robert Gatewood, happens to be you, he sent me an email and he asked me to do a song about Mother's Day, and that started the whole thing with the Mother Gave Me Life song.
Actually, an interesting story about when you produce a song. People think a song is just something you sit down one day and write it and produce it, and it just comes out like the next week. This song was actually about 8 years in the making.
Wow.
The song actually was inspired, our older brother passed away, and we were all kind of dealing with the pain of losing a brother, a sibling. And this song just kind of came out. It's like to immortalize the living family members. And so the song Mother Gave Me Life came about. And I just gave it to Daniel, because Daniel, I had seen his work. And I said, if anybody can bring this song to life, then Daniel can do that. Your mom, now tell us about mom. Tell the audience about mom and the inspiration of this song.
We have a textbook example of what a mother is. Just one example. I can't think of one day that I woke up and didn't have breakfast on the table.
Hey,
I'm looking back the whole year that I lived with her.
Daniel, hang on a second. We're gonna finish up after the break, okay? You're listening to Daniel Gatewood, the Gatewood Brothers, Mother Gave Me Life. We also have in the studio Kia Coppage. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society, and the Ad Council. On the outer loop of the Beltway, northbound of 450 Annapolis Road, the emergency road work was cleared, but it's still pretty slow up from 214 Central Avenue. Inbound on Central Avenue, the water main work continues after Hill Road blocking two left lanes. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound is heavy as you leave the district, heading up to 201. And on the inner loop of the BW Parkway, a little slow as well. Shelter pets are amazing pets, and the only way to find out how truly amazing they are is to meet one. So visit theshelterpetproject.org today and adopt. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high near 83. Partly cloudy overnight, tonight down to 64. Tomorrow,
A few clouds, but very hot tomorrow. High near 93 degrees. Steve Hirsch for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
Daniel, let's talk about
it.
Now, you were saying about mom. Tell that story again.
Yeah, she was... I sit down and I think about it. I'm trying to think of one day that I woke up and my mom did not cook breakfast. And I can't do it.
Man, you're making me hungry. You're
making me hungry, too.
throughout my whole 12 years of school, I mean, she was a house mom. And I know a lot of mothers can't do that now, but you know, she did what a mother should do when, as a house mom. And I'm thinking of one of the words to the song where it says, "You made our house a home."
Right.
And I think if she wouldn't have been there, our house would have been a zoo. Because
yeah, when you got four,
we had all those boys and girls trying to work it out. But she kept everything in order.
Yeah, when you have a household with 14... siblings.
14.
That's right. My mom and dad raised 14 children. Daniel is the youngest. My mother's actually still alive. She's 97 years old.
Bless her heart. Wow.
And she has, right now, she's one of my sisters is taking care of her. And we all contribute and put and chip in. But I could not let a Mother's Day pass by without honoring not just my mom, but all the mothers. And so I want to thank Daniel for actually putting this song together. And he has told me, he said, "Look, Robert, this song, even though it's written for our mother, it is for all mothers because none of us would be here without our mother."
Absolutely.
No matter how you feel about your mother.
No matter. Exactly.
There is no denying that. I mean, you came out of a mother, whether you like it or not. So we want to thank Daniel for... Now, Daniel, if somebody wants to find out more about this song, because I know it's burning up the internet. We actually have Daniel on the homepage of the website, and you can also... He did a video that's basically going viral on the internet.
Wow.
I looked up this morning. It only been out there like a day or so. It's about 10,000 people have actually gone and viewed this video. And then the song is being downloaded right and left. We really didn't do it for that purpose, but once the video got out there, it just took on a life of its own. That's kind of the viral nature. A lot of people are sharing it, and a lot of sorority sisters have picked up on it and have started to share it. There's AKA, the Delta, the Zetas, and the Sigma Gamma Rose. So they're starting to really, this thing is really taking off on a life of its own. So how can people find out more about the video and the song itself, Daniel?
Okay, well, it's available for download on about all the major websites like Amazon and iTunes. So, and the video, you can go to my page, Daniel Gatewood, and you can find it. And
you can also get it on Marketing Pulpit right on the homepage. Just click on Daniel's picture there. You see him singing in the studio. And just click on that picture. It'll take you to that video, and you see why everybody's carrying on so about it. So, but, Daniel, I appreciate you coming on, man, sharing your story this morning. I'm going to try to – I know my daughter's graduating this Sunday, so I won't make it down for Mother's Day, but I will be there shortly thereafter. So you just hold down. Go ahead, Daniel.
All right, well, we look forward to seeing you, brother. I know you usually try to make it home for Mother's Day, but we look forward to seeing you whenever you get there. And tell Channing, I said congratulations. I'm just so excited about her.
Thank you, Daniel. And tell Mom I love her, and I'll see her soon. And tell the rest of the family hello.
All right.
All right, Daniel. Thanks a lot. All right, folks, that's Daniel Gatewood. He's published a new song called Mother Gave Me Life, and he's honoring mothers all across the globe. Go to marketingpulpit.com or go to Mother Gave Me Life and just listen to a snippet of it. And you can actually download it. We have in the studio Miss Kia Coppedge. We're talking about debt to wealth. And we also have on the line our in-house accountant, Miss Felicia Day. Good morning, Felicia Day.
Hey, Robert. Good morning.
Boy, every time I hear you, I have to set up on my seat and get my sharpen my pencil. Because Felicia Day is going to enlighten us on something relating to accounting. And say hello to Kia. Kia's here with me today.
Hello.
Hey, Kia. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
Kia's been keeping us. She has this event that's been going on now for the last 2 months. It's called the Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar.
Yep.
And we have another one coming up in May, on May 19th.
Yep.
And so she's going to be with us the rest of the show. What are you going to talk about today there, Felicia Day?
Well, Robert, I'm going to talk about Baltimore's police chief faces 3 misdemeanors for failure to file his tax return. So we're going to talk about that because it's so many individual people out here that haven't filed tax returns for so many years.
Hey, wait a minute.
Back up.
Yeah.
You said the police?
Misdemeanor for not filing 3 years of tax returns?
Yeah.
I have some clients that sit in that situation right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Give us the skinny on this. This sounds that's a little disconcerting. So tell us about this and how we can help other folks avoid this dilemma. Give us the backstory here.
Okay, first off, listeners, don't think just because he's Baltimore police chief that it's only applicable to leaders and high income earners and all of that stuff. No. According to the Internal Revenue Code 7203, any person required under this title to pay any tax or required to file any tax or administer them records, file their tax returns and all that stuff, if they don't willfully do that, they are guilty of a misdemeanor.
You mean like a, you can go to jail misdemeanor?
Yeah.
What?
And can be fined not more than $25,000.
So back up now.
Or imprisoned not for more than 1 year.
Whoa.
So all these folks are just sitting on there, say, I'll get around to it. They could possibly be. Wow. Is this something that's new? Is this something new that's happening? Has it been going on all along and they just haven't enforced it? What's the story?
Yeah. First off, Robert, it's nothing new. this is just... Yeah, this is like 30, 40 years old, 50 years old, from like 1968. The issue is that, remember, I don't know if you guys remember when I said, but all of these changes, they're going to start, shutting the program down. That's the only way the government is going to be able to recoup any money, by implementing the laws that they have designed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is part of the process. And they wanted to use him to show everyday people, hey, you're treading water just like this guy. But file your tax return.
You know, for a lot of today, I do remember vividly when you said that they're going to start cracking down. You said they had hired all these new agents and get them trained on how to do these tax forensic experts and people can go into your So you said the helmet's starting to come down.
It's starting to come down, Robert.
What else should we know? What else should we know that it hasn't always been, active, I guess.
Well, the fact that they're going to really start, Maryland started this about 2 years ago, where they really started to penalize folks if you owe more than $1,000 and you failure to pay your estimated tax payment penalty. They started to sign that consistently from 2 years out.
Mm-hmm.
But years before then, the IRS was pretty flexible. Maryland and most states were pretty flexible, but they're now cracking down on that. So if anybody that's listening to us right now owes more than $1,000 every tax year, just be well aware that if you're in the state of Maryland, that you will receive that underestimated penalty on your tax return or your tax notice from the state of Maryland.
Wow.
So do you suggest that they, at least call Maryland, the state of Maryland, to make a payment plan, instead of just not paying at all?
Exactly. But they'll still be subject to that penalty.
So let's paint a scenario. So somebody's out there under the sound of my voice, and I know it's not me because I already hired Felicia. They working for me, so I'm cool. That may have been me a few years ago. But right now, I smell it coming. I'm going to get right. Like when you're out there sinning, you think you're going to get right with God. You better get right with the IRS.
You have to get right with everything.
In the state of Maryland. Because things that you used to, this is what I'm noticing. Now, this is a good example, but I am noticing a lot of stuff you can get away with, you can't get away with anymore because of technology, social media, politics, things you just can't get away with the things you used to get away with. So let's just paint a scenario. Somebody's out there now. They got this. It's called I'm gonna get round to it itis.
That's a big itis. The most famous itis.
Yeah, that's a big one, but that's a common one. Okay, so don't, and this is what people always say. Well, you don't go to jail. They don't lock you up for not paying taxes or not paying your bills. I mean, that used to at least believe that. But
not anymore.
I don't put anything past anything anymore.
Yeah.
So somebody hasn't paid. They got. They sitting there owing Uncle Sam about $2,500. They haven't filed. They didn't do the estimated tax. What should they do today, Philosophy?
Well, the first thing that they need to do today is realize that they can no longer run. Like, we have to get those tax returns filed. So if you owe them $2,500, you're fine when it comes down to the Internal Revenue Service because that amount doesn't trigger a levy or a lien or anything of that nature, but you need to maintain your payment plan. However, for the state of Maryland, they are sending out certified notices, and they can levy you with that $2,500 bill if it was a state of Maryland resident.
Wow.
So they
but
can.
If you haven't filed taxes in many years, my suggestion today is let's get these things filed. Let's figure out what you may owe. Let's figure out what you may not owe. And just to let you guys know, if we don't file your tax return after 3 years and you were supposed to get a refund, so let's say, for example, you haven't filed 2014 yet, but you were supposed to get a refund for 2014. We've already lost that opportunity to get that refund in 2014. Hey. So by you guys not filing, we may be losing money. But
hey, today.
Can put you in this situation.
Hang on 1 second, okay? We'll be right back after the break. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We're talking Philosophy Day and taxes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS at 95.9 FM.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give me a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington. W240DJ Washington 95.9. WPRS HD2 Waldorf. WKYS HD2
Washington. Views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Listen to the tune of Daniel Gatewood and the Gatewood Brothers honoring mothers on this Mother's Day weekend. Having the studio, Miss Kia. She's talking debt to wealth. Hey, that's a good, that is such a great goal. From debt to wealth. Debt is just a killer. Gives you stress, headaches, just you don't want to wake up in the morning, you can't sleep at night, but it doesn't have to be. there are solutions, but you have to get the knowledge. You have to get the information. And we're providing that. That's why we have these great guests. And you also don't have to go to jail for not paying your taxes because you didn't know. Because now,
now you know.
We also have on the line Velocity. Velocity, I just want to, I want you to restate, because Key and I were sitting here talking about it, because I don't think people, this has sunk in to people again. I don't think they really, the bell didn't ring loud enough. Can you restate what you started the show off by saying, your segment, about the guy in Baltimore?
Okay, yes, yes. Baltimore Police Chief Daryl DeSouza was actually charged today on federally charged for willfully not filing 3 years of his tax return. And the problem with that is it is a charge. It's 3 misdemeanors. They can lead to felony charges on his behalf.
So this could happen to anybody. Just because he's a police chief, that's irrelevant. But this could happen to any blowjo that's listening to our show.
Anybody, Robert. And the reason being is because it's part of the United States Internal Revenue Code. If you want me to read the code, I can read it to you.
We believe you. We believe you. And this is not to scare anybody, but it should.
No, it is. It's scaring me.
We want you to know, if they would do this to the police chief,
exactly,
a guy with a gun and a badge
and some power,
you sitting over there at your little computer or at your little, it sounds like a brother. I mean, most of the people over there in Baltimore, they kind of kind of like the new Chocolate City. What's the name, DeSouza? I have to look him up.
Yep,
he could go either way. But it just let you know, though, folks. The thing behind this show, and I can't overstate this, is that we like to inform you. Now, if we give you the information and you don't act on it, right, I mean, that's on you.
That's it.
But this sister, Philosophy, just giving you some information. And this is, like I say, the goal was not to frighten you, but it was actually to move you to action.
Yep.
Now, for what I understand, Philosophy, in a lot of cases, and I would say in most cases, the process of getting right is not something you just have to do everything at one time. You can actually start, you can set up payment plans. What are some of the remedies that somebody can take?
Well, the first remedy, and I keep going back to them, is first a mental remedy, first, Robert, because you have to be prepared. Because if you're running from not filing your tax returns for several years, you're going to receive a lot of notices, both from the federal level and on your state level. So just the mental preparedness is where I see most clients of mine struggle. And it's not a straightforward process. This can take years to clear up. But the first thing to do is figure out where your paperwork is and try to file your tax returns. That's the first part of it.
Right.
That avoids the legal part of it. Then you can figure out if you're owing or if you're not owing. So the first thing I would say is first prepare yourself mentally for the challenge that's ahead. But then also go ahead on and take that leap of faith and just file the tax returns that you owe.
And people, this is not going to go away. Some things you can just kind of wish away. You say, well, if I just ignore it long enough, it's going to go away. We're saying go ahead and start the process. Just start. Yep. And she said it could even take years to get everything back to normal. But we're going to be on this planet for a long time. Well,
hopefully.
We have to remember.
But you're going to feel better about yourself as a citizen.
Yeah.
You know, contributing. You're going to feel better when you have everything aligned. You know, right.
Yeah, because it opens up, one, because you don't want that on your record. If you're out here trying to get
you're
government jobs,
getting
contracts and things like that, you're applying for things, and that's hanging over your shoulder, over your head.
Yep.
It makes life a lot harder than it needs to be, but you have to start. Now, Philosophy Day, do you help people get out of this bind?
Oh, yes, I do, Robert. I definitely help people get
Please.
Out of this bind.
Tell people how they can find you. They need to find you. And folks,
well, if you want to find me, just give us a call in the office at 202-618-1297. You can also go to bit.ly/Velocity TV, F-O-L-A. Vlockade.tv, and that'll take you directly to my site as well.
And Vlockade, if you're not already following her or get on her Facebook, she give these great live telecast on Facebook, and the lady just out there giving out great information. I tune in every now and then. She always, hey, Robert, I see you over there. I be peeping in trying to get, I be trying to get me some of that knowledge. I ain't trying to have nobody knocking on my door unexpectedly. I want to know. So the information is out here, people. Just have to take advantage of it. And also we have Philosophy Day's information on the website. She's out there. She's willing to help you if you're willing to learn. And I said, take advantage of the information. Any parting words there, Philosophy Day?
No, not even any parting words. Just basically just step out on faith and just get it done.
Get it done.
Get it done.
I love it. Thanks, Philosophy Day. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
All right. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. I said Happy Mother's Day as well.
I will. Thank you very much. All right.
Just do it.
Do it. Stop making excuses.
Holding yourself back. You know, those taxes are very important items when you're looking to buy a home.
Is that right?
You know, when you're financing real estate in most cases. So you definitely want to have that done.
Well, let me ask you this: as a lender, as somebody who, what's your title? What do you call your title? A loan officer?
You know, it changes all the time. I'm a senior loan officer.
Okay.
I'm an officer of the loan.
All right.
But they call us loan advisors. You know, whatever the title does, it's the individual, the knowledge, and the expertise, the service.
Right.
You know, that really make this whole deal what it is. You know, your representation for this process is very important.
So as a loan officer, what are the steps? Let's say if somebody was thinking about getting into a house, somebody was sitting over there, they've been in an apartment, and I like what you said at the last, what you say this at the,
the last you one, paying a mortgage.
It's just not yours.
Just not yours.
So
you know?
Just know that you are, well, if you living in a house.
Anything.
If you living anywhere, if there's a roof over your head, you are paying a mortgage.
Yep.
You have to decide whether you're going to pay your mortgage or somebody else's. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
So if somebody made the decision today, they said, look, all right, Gatewood and Kia, I'm tired of you all beating up on me every
beating
week.
Beating us up.
You got me scared. On top of that, you got me scared and that man going to come lock me up and not pay my taxes.
That is major.
But, you know, a lot of people, they stuff it just ragged. There's no other way to put it.
Right.
But it can be cleaned up. There's so many things you can't do when your stuff is ragged. Let's say somebody wanted to start the process of buying a house.
Right.
And they're going to have to come to see you. What should they start doing?
The first thing is make a decision.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to make a decision. You know, but in the process, you have to apply.
Okay.
Fill out an application.
You know, you're saying something here that a lot of people take for granted. I was talking to my brother. I got so many brothers. I have to be.
Yeah, you have 14.
14.
It's seven of us, so we're half of your family.
Y'all fill up a room, too. I was talking to my brother Leon. He's into the nonprofit world.
Okay.
And I had him advising one of my friends on starting a nonprofit. And she's going about all these different things you got to do. And Leon made it so simple. He said, apply.
Apply.
He said, once you start the application,
what you're
missing would be identified. But if you don't apply, you don't know.
Working with the right representation,
right.
They're going to take you by your hand
right.
And walk you through that whole process.
You know, and when I was going to get my MBA degree, I had been out of school for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to myself, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to start this process again. I've been out here and been in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not thinking like a student anymore.
Right.
And what somebody told me that day, they said, go down to the office and apply.
Apply.
And guess what? That person grabbed me by the hand and everything, told me how to get money, how to do this, how to do that. You need this paperwork. You need that paperwork.
That's it.
And once you get immersed in the process, it happens.
Yeah.
But if you don't start.
Most of that stuff is someone else doing for you.
Right.
You just need to apply. And then provide the necessary documentation, just like the young lady said,
right?
Get your documentation. And then the expert will do the rest.
And that's what you do.
That's what I do all day long.
So what are some of the papers? Let's see. somebody who's trying to look over that next hill. They say, okay.
Most importantly, identification.
Okay.
Yeah, you need ID and social.
Okay.
And we need to know that we're working with the right person, because it's identity theft has been out there. And, you know, you would not believe, I have seen credit reports with a mortgage on there, and that person have not, you know, obtained that mortgage. Someone else did. Someone stole their identity. So we need to know that we're working with the right person. Pay stubs, you know, let 30 days of pay stubs and 2 months of bank statements and 2 years of W-2s and tax returns. That's all you need.
Well, let me ask you this. This is a problem, not a problem, but it's a challenge for people who are self-employed. Mm-hmm. Is there extra hurdles for people who are
No, you have some leniency with the self-employed. We have bank statement programs for them. You know, like if you give me 12 to 24-month bank statements, then we can calculate your income from there.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you don't need your tax returns for that one.
Get out of here.
Yes. See, all you have to do is apply.
I'm telling you, people do not know this stuff.
Apply, and we talk it out. The main thing, you know, I teach this at the seminar, is three things. Income credit, credit, income, and assets.
Okay.
With credit, income, assets, and communication. This is what this whole thing is all about. Communication is the main thing. If you don't communicate, or if you can't communicate with your representative, then you need to find a representative who you can. Because some people have some things that they try to structure it in their head. But if you don't tell me, I can't help you structure the loan where you're going to get it with no problems.
But this part about, and I think this is very important, because we have a lot of business owners who are in our listening audience.
Oh, yeah.
And I know for a fact, because I work with a lot of business owners, that information you just shared about the bank statements can actually take the place of pay stubs as far as a qualified.
Pay stubs, or, you know, some of them don't, well, business owners, most of them are not, you know, paying themselves as W-2 wage earners. But, you know, normally it used to be invoices from, you know, your clientele. But, yeah, you can just take the bank statements, you know, and use that personal and or business. And use that, you know, because deposits from your clientele will show up in the bank statement. So we can take and add all of that up, you know, and then do the average, and we come up with your income.
And see, the common denominator here, and that's why I really like this home buying and debt to wealth seminar, is because it tackles what we call obstacles. These are things that people sometimes they assume that the obstacle is bigger than it is, or that it's insurmountable.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people think they can't do something because of one little tiny piece. And when I talk to them, I'm like, girl, you okay? Don't worry about that. We got that covered.
And that's been one of the biggest surprises to me as I've been listening. I've been to this this workshop twice.
I know, and you got a lot of it.
Oh, God.
I think your notes were bigger than mine.
Because,
you know, it's not just about home buying, you know. So I know a lot of you guys are in your homes now, and, you know, you say, I'm not in the market to buy a house.
Right.
They're missing the point. This is a much bigger seminar. It's not just for homeowners.
Right.
However, the credit piece is unique.
Piece,
the debt piece is unique. The financial planning piece is unique. The tax piece is unique. The contracting piece, every piece is unique.
Hold that thought there, Kia folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We're talking getting out of debt today. We're talking taxes. We're talking business development. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., and we're saying Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Wow. Whew. Mom, my 97-year-old mom is out there, and bless her heart, she raised 14 children. That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids. How many girls?
Four girls, 10 boys.
Only four? I would love that. Yeah. All of those brothers?
I don't know. That's a tough.
Oh, I would love it.
Pulling your ponytails?
No, I'll be spoiled. I will be spoiled. 10 brothers?
Yeah, my
yes.
sister Angela used to braid my hair. I had a free hair braider. You know, I had a big afro back in the day. most guys had to go out and find a girlfriend to get their hair braided. I got one at home here. She's going to braid my hair when I get home. So, yeah, it was fun, though. Man, she used to cook those. And we had a, my dad was a sharecropper. So having those 14 kids, of course, made it easier. We go out there and pick that cotton. And oh, man. And then dinner time.
Who washed the dishes?
One chicken. Can you imagine a chicken being divided up among? Matter of fact, I'm not even going to try to explain. Leon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Leon is the. I was talking about you a minute ago, Leon.
That's why I called in, man.
Leon, but isn't it true though about that process though? If people would just start and stop worrying about how difficult it's going to be.
Yeah, the most difficult part is always getting started. Once you get started, you can roll in, man.
Hey, man, how's mom doing?
Mom's good, man. Mom's great. I talked to her yesterday.
Oh, man.
But I actually called you. I called you to thank you for a good weekend at your place, staying in your man cave.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Robert's got a man cave.
That's my secret weapon. That's like my own little private. Nobody knows about when I leave work or go home. I go down underground,
right.
And it's like I don't have to come up for anything ever.
That's the most requested for homeowners.
Huh?
The men.
Oh,
they want is a man cave.
They want a man cave.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Leon is my witness. I have my man cave.
If you recall, you had to come and pry me out.
Leon came up to visit my daughter's. She had a piano recital this past Sunday, and I think Leon was deciding he was making a decision whether to move into my man cave forever.
Leon, we can get your own man cave.
Hey, Leon.
Plywoodkia.com.
See. I knew I was making a risk calling in.
With Kia on the line, yeah. Kia, I'm sold you a house up here.
I'm out, man. I just got.
He said I'm out.
Yeah, I have enjoyed your conversation this morning.
Well, thank you, Leon. Thank you, man.
But I'm out. I just called to wish you guys a good day, man.
Thanks, Leon. And
thanks again for staying in the cave, brother. I needed that.
You're welcome. Anytime, man. The cave is always open to you, so come on up.
Anytime. All right, brother. Have a good day now. All right.
That's my brother, man. We're feeling rather brotherly this, I guess because of a lot this time of year.
Yeah.
Things are going on.
Yeah.
You got Mother's Day. People graduating, all
you know,
of us
but Mother's
have
Day
kids.
Is really every day.
It should
it's
be
every
it?
Day. So I just hope, you know, a family out there don't just celebrate this one day.
Right.
It's every day.
Mothers are.
Yeah.
Mothers gave you life.
Yeah.
Remember that. There are some people out there, and I'm going to send out a little entreaty here to people. Sometimes family, there is discord. There's you feeling like you've been disconnected from your family, your mother, the little beef.
Yeah.
Something happened when you were a baby, and get past
don't
that.
Don't regret
please.
It. Yeah, please. Don't be in a regretful situation. You know, when that person is no longer here. My mom is no longer here 9 years, and
right.
So I know we've had some good ups and downs. You know, so you start to regret that. You know, when you wake up and notice I can't hug her, I can't kiss her, I can't celebrate days with her. So you have to put all that stuff behind you. You know, and forgive and forget and move on.
Because what happened in many cases, people did the best with what they had.
Yeah.
There are some people out there that aren't perfect or ideal mothers by certain standards.
Right.
But when you have to go back sometimes and see what they had to go through to get where they were.
Yeah.
And we have to be the bigger person in many cases.
Absolutely.
We can't be judge, jury, prosecutor of somebody based on the little information that we have when you don't know their whole story.
Exactly.
So sometimes, and I'm just going to say, if it's possible, this is a good year to go back and mend those fences and give that person that hug and say, look, I know. And even just sit down and talk. We have therapists on this show. We have therapist Cullens and you may need to call somebody like that. You all get in a room and work it out. And just move forward because there's too many things out here that are wrong.
Yeah.
That you need this family.
Yeah.
But that family unit is, there's no substitute.
It's very important. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So anyway, I had to get
so
on.
So I say bring your mothers to the next event.
May 19th.
Your mothers to the next event because when I say it's life changing, it's moving from every aspect of your life. We sit in there and the presenters are at awe.
Yeah.
And you know the beautiful thing about this?
Right.
We're all actually doing the things that we're presenting with right. one another.
Right.
So what we're creating here is pretty much getting our life right or getting our life. You want to be in that situation now instead of later when it's too late.
But you said something that I think is very poignant and very critical and key. Mothers, this is an opportunity to have that girl outing. Bring your mother out to one of these events. Or bring your daughter.
Yeah, come because that out. Financial planning piece and that debt relief piece, perfect for the family.
Yes, yes. Because there was one lady there. Matter of fact, she was a regular listener of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows my family down in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up and she said she was going to come back and bring her family with her.
Yeah, it's just that important.
Yes, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Then we have Father's Day coming up. So, dads, you're not off the hook either.
No, you're not, Dad. If you're listening, you're not off the hook.
Come on out. You can catch the May event. And you come, and I tell you what, Dad, you come on out to this event next week. Get the little, you can do like the what do you call it? Go out and check it out in advance.
Yeah.
Run interference. And then when June comes around, bring your son, bring your dad.
Oh, yeah.
And keep this money in the keep that generational train going.
Generational wealth, yes.
Yeah, because that's been one of the key missing ingredients in our community is that the money leaves with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not leaving that trail, that legacy behind.
Yeah, we're consumers.
That's right.
Yeah, you want to get out of being a consumer.
That's right. So that's one thing that I have felt about this workshop is that it's showing people how to create that legacy so that when you go, you're not leaving debt behind. You don't want to do a Jane Brown or some of these other stories that we've read about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to leave a money train so that that's next generation.
That's what it's all about.
Because that's why we have such a hard time catching up.
Yeah.
We don't get left wealth. We get left debt.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're in a deeper hole when somebody dies.
Exactly.
And that's why that insurance piece was so important.
All of it. It's not even new insurance. But it's the insurance that you can use while you're living today. And that's the main reason why most people don't get insurance because they don't love their families that much. They don't want anyone to benefit from what they're leaving behind. But if you can, you know, get something that you can use while you're living and build wealth within it at the same time. So that's what it's all about.
Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Miss Kia Coppedge.
Yep.
She's a senior loan officer, and she's also the sponsor of the Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar. The next one is coming up on May 19th from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Get there at 10:30. The food is good, and once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone, it's gone. Man, I come in there with my napkin around my neck. I'm also emceeing, so you get to see me in action.
Robert get to do his comedian piece, whole segment. I like that.
She keep putting me on the spot, telling people I'm funny. Now I have to be funny.
You are. Yeah.
Well, I've heard that.
Life of the event.
What can I say? But so come on out for that. So that'll be next.
Sign some autographs. I know you have some fans.
I know. We got a few. I have a few people show up.
We have.
Quite a few people from the listening audience have shown up.
Yeah.
And so come on out, please. Come on out. Also, don't forget our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you need an office space, go to BLESuites.com. They've been sponsoring this show now since we've been on the air. This young lady, she is the really epitome of what we talk about here on the show. She has her two sons and her company working with her.
Yeah, I love that family business. I had an office there before.
Yes.
You know, we used to work
in that
building, 9701 Apollo.
That's a business taking place.
That's a business building there. You're going to work all night, every night. So I know you got better on that now. You don't stay all night anymore, do you?
All right, folks, we're getting close to the end here, but we did want to spend some time today just kind of kicking it, talking about Mother's Day, the event that's coming up. Thanks again for Daniel Gatewood and his song he wrote, Mother Gave Me Life, for the mothers out there. Don't forget to register for the event coming up. I also want to talk about Ferguson Financial Group. All the listeners, especially you business owners, did you know that paying taxes on your retirement income may erode your retirement savings? Would you like to receive retirement income potentially tax-free and possibly keep more of your retirement savings? Call Dwight Ferguson of Ferguson Financial Group at 301-322-4294 or visit DwightFerguson.com. Call Dwight Ferguson at 322-4294. Dwight Ferguson, Office of Security through Questar Capital. Member FINRA, SIPC Advisory Services, offered through Questar Asset Management. A registered investment advisor, Ferguson Financial Group is an independent of Questar Capital Corporation and Questar Asset Management. Call Dwight today at 322-4294. Kia, we got this event coming up on the 19th. Looking forward to seeing you there.
I know. Once a month. It comes so fast.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing you again, dear. And thank you again for a great show.
Thank you. Let's get those registrations in.
That's right. Go to the website.
You know, the more people we have registered, the higher, the different food package I'm going to have. So I can't wait to get into the higher level, but I want the room filled to do that.
All right, folks. See you next week. This is the Marketing Pulpit, and we out.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. I'm Nick Povey. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by the T.J. Martell Foundation.